Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Carol, K-A-R-O-L, Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S. Carol Santos is a 30-year-old female who reports she was injured at work on 9-12-22. Married, she was accompanied to the evaluation by a gentleman friend who helped serve as a translator since she spoke no English. Married, even with this assistance, the history taken was of poor quality. Paired in the paragraph, as per claim petition on 9-12-22, she slipped and fell, injuring the lumbar spine, common right hand, common right arm, common right shoulder. Period. She was seen at Viking Yacht, Y-A-C-H-T. Scratch that. He was sent correspondence from Viking Health Services on 5/23/23 relative to his eligibility for family medical leave. Period. Another letter was written to him on 6/16/23. Period. Paragraph. Medical records show he was seen at Viking Yacht on 11/28/22. Period. She stated she was working inside the deck house and slipped and fell. Apparently she landed in a sitting down position. Apparently she had lower back pain on the right and left lower leg pain. Apparently she related her right arm had been hurting since she fell on 9/12/22. Apparently she initially did not have pain, but it has been hurting more so when working. Period. She was examined and underwent x-rays of the right wrist, forearm, and elbow that were negative. Period. She followed up frequently as referred for physical therapy. Period. Ongoing care was rendered through 5/24/23. Period. At that juncture, Viking Yacht had received a doctor's note from Dr. Rezvina, R-E-Z-V-I-N-A, on the previous day, stating she was seen on 5/22/23. Period, he was taking her out of work for the remainder of her pregnancy. Period, her due date was 9/23/23. Period, Family Medical Leave Act paperwork was then sent to her. Period. We are in receipt of that correspondence from Dr. Rezvina, dated 5/22/23. Period. She noted the petitioner was currently 22 weeks of gestation and had been seen on 5/22/23. Period. She took the patient out of work with an expected due date of 9/23/23 due to occupational exposure to toxic agents. Period. She did not specify what these agents might have been. Period. General appearance. The examiner told us she had an MRI of her arm and back. We are not in receipt of those reports. Period. She did have a gravid abdomen, stating she was due to deliver in October of this year. Here she was wearing a sundress. Here the rest of that section is normal. Extremities upper. Normal through. She had mild, non-reducible tenderness to palpation about the right olecranon process, common ulnar carpal junction at the wrist, and then globally about the shoulder. Here there was no tenderness on the left. Period. Hands with elbows normal. Shoulders normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic. She was tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 9/12/22, Carol Santos reportedly slipped and fell at work and sustained injuries. Period. She did not seek immediate medical care. Period. Months later, she was seen by Dr. Marks, M-A-R-K-S, on 11/28/22. care. This was after another injury that occurred that day. She then brought up being injured originally on 9/12/22. Period. I went a set of x-rays that were negative. Period. She treated conservatively and appears to have been improving. Period. However, then her obstetrician removed her from work due to occupational exposure to toxic substances. Period. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. There's a list of visits with Dr. Marks that ran frequently from 9/12/22 through 11/1/22. Period. There are actually his notes running through 11/14/22 for low back pain. Apparently she was seen by orthopedics and was to remain on modified duty. Apparently she also was to avoid repetitive movement with the right arm, while pushing, pulling, grasping, or lifting her arm above shoulder height. Apparently she could not do lifting of any sort with the right arm. She was to attend physical therapy for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Period. The follow-up visits did continue through 11/28/22 for low back pain. Period. She received her physical therapy schedule. Period. On the 11/17/22 visit, she complained of continuing right elbow pain, but no other pain. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Santos was essentially benign. Period. She had full range of motion of the right arm, elbow, and shoulder without discomfort. Period. Provocative maneuvers and the right upper extremity were negative. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical and the thoracic and lumbar spines. Our provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. And put this in bold, we have to insert the normal macro for the lumbar spine. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the lumbar spine, comma right hand, comma right arm, comma or right shoulder. Period. And that is the end.